The fireworks in Moscow's Red Square on New Year's Eve were greeted with much enthusiasm, recalling better times in Russia.
We wish the most positive, all the best for Russia. It will win. Russia is always the best, the most powerful. Russia rules. Hooray! Go Russia!
But sinking oil prices combined with Western sanctions against Russia could lead to an economic recession in the country this year. The value of the Russian ruble has declined by about one half against Western currencies, bewildering ordinary Russians.
I looked at the exchange rate every day. It was simply interesting for me to watch this exchange rate that was growing and falling and then growing, but it had no effect on me. When you have nothing, you can't lose anything either.
Even President Putin warned Russians of the possible difficulties ahead.
In the coming year, we will together have to solve many problems, and the year will turn out the way we ourselves decide to make it. The results will be as effective, creative, as each of us endeavor to make them. There are simply no other recipes.
But while he vowed that Russia will soon overcome its problems, Mr. Putin's opponents are predicting a dark future.
The end is near. The country is at the brink of going down. I have these kinds of feelings. That's why I'm saying that people will take to the streets demanding a change to the situation, and we will contribute to this. That's why I think that 2015 is a very important year. I would say it may be a historic year.
Russian financial officials say that with some effort, an economic disaster can be avoided.
Any improvement, even a very small local one, in general policy is able to strengthen the markets. For example, European sanctions need to be voted upon to be extended, and maybe if Russia doesn't give cause for a strengthening of sanctions, we can get a positive result in that case.
The most recent polls show that President Putin still enjoys strong popular support, between 70% and 80%. That support is especially high among Russian speakers in Crimea, a Ukrainian territory annexed by Russia last March. And despite shortages of water and electricity, they have suffered ever since.
We came today to the square to celebrate the New Year together with the town, with the people, and to see President Putin. They have promised they will switch off the lights in the apartment, but we really wanted to see the president. So that's why we came.
The annexation of Crimea and Moscow's support for Russian separatists in the rest of eastern Ukraine have earned Western condemnation and contributed to Russia's economic woes. Some Russians are looking at it philosophically.
We have got used to being more optimistic despite everything. Because if you don't laugh, you can go crazy.
Or with humor, as this singer asking Santa Claus to send Russians a new and unused president packed in a gift box with the return label in case he is not satisfactory. Zlatica Ho, VOA News, Washington.